Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Daria.
Talking to me?
Hello and welcome to another episode of Arya Talking to Me, a Game of Thrones podcast. My name is Ben Vernell. I'm a comedian. I like Game of Thrones. Over there, well, don't look now. It's Adam Knox.
I like comedians, and I am Game of Thrones.
Oh, so you're long and boring, are you?
Yeah. Uh-huh. This week I am.
Yeah.
This week I'm a lot of fluff.
Yeah, a lot of little tedious.
A lot
week.
Of fancy, expensive looking fluff. I'm like an upmarket cushion store, in that, okay. I've got a whole bunch of fucking expensive padding.
Yeah, yes.
I'm like Lindsay Lohan's crazy cell. I was trying to think of what like the correct term for it now is.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And I think it's crazy cell.
I think that's politically correct, yeah.
Ozzy Osbourne's 9th album. Yeah, this it's season 8, episode 3.
Yep.
This episode is titled The Long Night.
Yes.
Directed by one of our favorite directors on this show.
Yes.
Miguel Sapochnik, who's
co-written by the two showrunners.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that was my only note that I wrote down for this one, is the big guns took control of this episode.
They did. And like, Miguel Sapochnik has directed the best action that has happened in this show.
Completely, yeah.
Up until this point.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, considering how much action is in this episode...
Only action.
It's only action.
That's all that the episode is.
It's like a lot of, like if he had a lot of points in his favor, he's got a lot of points in the negative for this one, because this was incomprehensible, confusing episode where nothing happened.
Yeah. Like the action is tough to follow.
Mm-hmm.
And the consequences, like the good thing about it being tough to follow is that luckily there aren't any consequences of any of the things that happen, because it's just 940 fake outs and last minute saves in a row, stacked together, a couple of conversations with Tyrion and Sansa.
Sure, and that's interspersed with people walking through corridors and zombies like whisking past them occasionally.
Yeah, a little bit of stealth horror.
Yes, yeah.
Like
I mentioned this last week, we're in danger of this becoming a shitty zombie show. And boy, if it is.
So I want to talk about the end first.
Okay.
This time, because the end is really the only thing that happens here.
Also, I just watched it. You watched it earlier today.
Yeah.
Haven't really had a chance to think about it. I'm not sure how I feel about it, negative or positive. I was bored. I was definitely bored for most of this episode.
Yeah.
But yeah, let's start at the end.
Because that's the main event of the... Like, we'll go through properly in a minute.
Mm.
But at the end of this... By the way, obviously there's spoilers for this. If you're listening to this before you've seen the show...
Yeah, yeah.
Then, you know...
You belong in a crazy cell with Lindsay.
Enjoy Lindsay Lohan's company back in 2009 or whenever I'm referencing.
Yes.
With having said that earlier. Yeah, it...
I mean, we can recap this very quickly. A lot of build up to the battle. The battle happens. A lot of people almost die. Dragons fly around.
Yeah, it's worth going through, I guess, just see. But we'll do it normally.
Okay, all right.
And we'll get to the end when we get there.
Yeah.
Probably towards the end. Winterfell is being attacked by the zombies.
Yeah, big prep, lots of armies everywhere.
They're totally ready.
Mm.
They've got a whole bunch of Dothraki up the front. They got all the Unsullied. They got the Winterfellians up the back.
Mm-hmm.
The Winterfellers, they control the banks.
Yes.
The Winterfellers and the Rothschilds. I don't know what to do for Rothschilds.
Nah, there's nothing.
No, well, it's just the Winterfellers then.
Yeah.
And everyone's kind of looking. They're all nervous. It's building up some tension.
It's Helm's Deep. It's a battle of Helm's Deep.
Yep. Then,
which someone I saw tweet before I saw this episode, better than Helm's Deep.
No, yeah, no, disagree. Completely disagree. No.
I would call this knuckle deep because it felt like I was getting fingered by this show the whole time, and not in a good way.
No, no, in
fingered,
a bad way.
But in a confused teenager doing it for the first time.
Yeah, yes.
And I tell you what, there's a fair few times that you have to go through when you're learning how to finger before you really know what you're doing.
Mm.
And one day I'll get there.
And like a lot of teenagers, I was actually turned off by the whole thing.
Yeah. So blah, blah, blah. Melisandre shows up.
Yep.
She lights all their swords on fire.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how she got through all the dead people.
Yeah, that's confusing.
But whatever, she got through them. Yeah, lights all their swords on fire. Lord of Light's on their side.
Mm-hmm.
She goes inside and Davos is like, "You motherfucker, you.
What did I tell you? You come back here."
And he's going to follow through, but she's like, "Don't worry, I'm going to die."
Yeah.
So don't worry about it.
Yeah. And he's like, "Oh, that is bad."
And you did just light all their swords on fire, which is probably going to be helpful. They won't immediately die.
So yeah, then they immediately die.
Yeah. There's a genocide of the Dothraki. All of the Dothraki die.
The entire Dothraki army runs into the darkness.
Yeah.
And all of their little flames go out,
which is visually pretty cool.
Yeah,
I did like that.
Yeah. It was an odd feeling to see it, because seeing that, it's like, oh, this is hopeless.
Yeah.
What next?
What's a battle with these kind of odds? Only like 12 people will survive.
Yeah.
And hopefully they're all main characters. Hopefully.
Yeah.
I want to get across in the podcast that I am staring into middle distance in a defeated fashion.
Yes.
So they run off and fight. They die. Daenerys.
Lots of unnamed people die.
Yeah. Daenerys and Jon are looking. Daenerys is like, "I got to go help with the dragons." And Jon's like, no, wait for the Night King. And she's like, "No, I'm wrecking the plan immediately."
Yes.
Blah, blah, blah.
Lot of blah.
Lot of fighting. And like, in individual little bits, it's like there's kind of cool ideas.
There
or whatever.
There are a couple of cool ideas. The lighting of the trenches on fire was cool.
When they see that line of generals, but then the big storm comes in.
Yeah, storm
was
cool.
Cool.
Yeah.
They have a big dragon dog fight.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff like that, which it's all, you know, it's the most expensive this show's ever looked.
So all of that stuff does look incredible. The storm, the dragons, all of that shit looks amazing.
Dark.
Very dark.
Hard to
see.
I mean, it's cheaper to do CGI when it's dark and cloudy, I guess.
Yes.
So,
like, the scale is well depicted.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it all looks pretty convincing.
Yeah.
There's
a fair amount of, like, bashy, shaky camera sort of, like, can't quite tell what's going on.
Yep.
But that is also the mood of a horde of fucking tidal wave of zombies coming at you.
Sure, yeah.
So, yeah.
Like, Jaime, Brienne, Tormund, Podrick, Sam,
Gendry,
they all almost get killed about 100 times, and like one of those people dies.
Everyone who doesn't die in this episode, and the only people who die are like
Ed, Jorah. Sorry,
Ed, Jorah, Theon.
Yeah,
is that it? Was there like one other?
Oh, Beric.
Oh, Beric.
And Melisandre.
Yeah.
But she kind of like sacrifices herself.
Well, and
she's like, her purpose is done.
Yeah. They all have completely closed off character arcs, which so do Brienne and shit. Like, so it's whatever. I mean, cool. Maybe they could have survived, but they put them in such perilous looking situations. Like, Sam is getting swamped.
Yes.
Multiple times.
Yeah. Like, literally, I think three times it's like, oh, he's dead.
Brienne gets like charged by them a bunch as well. And they all survive unsurvivable looking situations.
Lyanna Mormont dies.
Oh, yeah. Lyanna Mormont. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And that was, well, and we'll get to that.
Yeah.
So, dragons.
Mm-hmm.
Arya goes, "Hey, Sansa, get down to the crypt."
Yep.
Sansa's like, no, I'll hang out. And she's like, "You are tall, but that won't help."
No.
That's just more neck to chop.
Yeah. We're in a hopeless situation here. Just try and survive as long as you can.
Take this little sword and defend people down there with it.
Yeah.
How do I use the sword? Call back to the beginning of the show is how. What does that mean? Sticking with the pointy. It's a sword, idiot.
Yeah.
So, battle continues. Ed gets killed after rescuing Sam.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I don't care.
I guess Jon's wolf might be dead. Didn't see it for a while.
Yeah, don't know.
Fall back. Everyone goes back inside.
Mm-hmm.
Big giant comes through.
Yeah.
People get almost killed, but not killed. Like, there's not heaps to say about this because it is just sort of a little repetitive action that is moving further and further back into the castle.
Yeah. And like, as we've said, no one of importance dies at any point.
Melisandre lights the trench because Jon and Daenerys can't see it.
Yep. And it looks like she's almost going to die, and she doesn't.
She puts a lot of magic into it, though.
Yes.
She uses a lot of magical energy.
Yes, that's true.
Like, I am literally scrolling through a recap here to skip over, like, and then Davos swings a sword, and then Jorah swings a sword.
And then the Hound dodges.
Hound's scared.
Yeah, he's scared.
Hound's scared, but then... Hound not scared. I did one of the notes I took down. I'll just read all the notes I took down.
Mm.
Expensive.
Yes, agreed.
Melisandre, big look at Arya towards the start.
Yes.
She gives her a big, big stare down.
Yes.
Because she knows what's coming.
Because, yeah, she had said, we'll meet again to Arya.
Yeah.
And repeats the little prophecy thing that she said to her earlier, which is, you will kill a lot of people, a lot of green eyes, a lot of brown eyes, a lot of blue eyes. You know who's got blue eyes?
Yeah, yeah, sexy Gendry. What are they?
Yeah, and Tormund.
Actually, Gendry has brown eyes, I think.
I think so, yeah.
Deep brown eyes.
Like or green.
Like a pool.
Like a dirty
like
pool.
Like a dam. you look like a farmer's dam. Sticking with the pointy end. A lot of fake outs / last minute saves.
Yep.
This is the one that reminded me of it. Hound calls Beric a stupid whore.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a weird one to throw at him.
When later on the dragon breathes fire on the Night King is obviously not dead from that.
Yeah.
Waste of everyone's time.
Why did they build it up so much? Yeah.
Fucking Dragon Ball Z bullshit where like, that attack almost made me sweat.
Yes.
Just fucking.
Freezer, more like freezing.
What the fuck?
That's the only good thing about this episode.
The Goku's childs. And the Mormontafellas, I can't remember what the first one was.
The Winterfellas.
That's right. When all the dead people come back to life later, their eyeballs make crazy noises.
Mm.
Very loud eyeballs.
Yep.
Another long shot with John.
Yes.
Sad piano montage isn't necessary when not much is happening.
Yeah.
I wrote. And Theon charging is hilarious. Those are the notes to come.
Truly hilarious, yeah. At least the sad piano montage was a different element. Like the whole episode up to that, which is like 40 minutes, 50 minutes, is just like the same battle over and over and over and over and over again with nothing of interest really happening.
Broken up a little bit. Like the Arya thing is something different.
Well, her just running around.
Sneaking through the library and stuff.
Yeah.
But not different enough that... I've watched it twice now. I watched it just again as you were. And once this morning. And just,
that sequence has to be done much slower and with much more tension for it to be effective in it. I don't think it was.
Well, and just, it's happened a few times towards the back end here that it doesn't, even though there's these big battles and like, oh, anyone can die, it's Game of Thrones. It hasn't felt like that for a bit.
Yeah.
And it didn't feel like there was any real risk.
Yes, completely. Yes.
So,
there wasn't tension.
Yeah.
There wasn't tension.
And I've been looking at Twitter and stuff throughout the day to see if other people... A lot of people seem to have enjoyed it and taken it in as like, whoa, what the fuck? Oh, this is crazy. And it was tense. And it seems to have worked a lot more on other people, which is cool.
Yeah.
And like... You know, I don't begrudge anybody for enjoying
episode. But it's weird because last week I think we ended our pod by saying like, well, the most reasonable and logical thing to happen is for the plan to work.
Do you know
the plan works?
Well, true. And do you know what I think happens? Because the last couple of episodes I felt were tense, or the last one in particular.
Definitely.
And they completely undercut that tension in the first few minutes of this fight by having those characters survive again and again.
Ed
dies, like Brienne falls into that like big fucking swarm of zombies, and then Jaime's like, don't worry about it, brush it off, walk it off, go on.
Sure, yeah.
And so I think that's why I wasn't invested for the rest of this episode, because they already set up that they weren't willing to deliver or to follow through on that danger.
Mm-hmm.
Like a lot of unnamed random people die, like all of the Dothraki.
But yeah.
It's not super effective because, it just didn't, that tension was gone. I suppose because it's more high action and all that sort of stuff.
I think so, yeah, because it's like, I care about Jamie's character. I care about Brienne. I care about those people who were getting put in harm's way. I think that I didn't believe that any of them were going to die. It was too crazy and over the top and confusing. Like, this is sort of like a meta view of it. It's like, the show would not kill them in this way.
Right.
Like, it's not going to happen. I know instinctively, as someone who's watched a lot of TV and movies, they're not going to die.
Yeah.
Like, it would be treated with much more gravitas than it could be here.
Well, because it literally, it's either it comes out of nowhere, a big spear, and that does happen to Ed.
Yeah.
Or it's a long, slow motion thing like happens to Jorah and Theon.
Yeah.
And
and you don't care that much about Jorah. You don't care that much about Theon.
Yeah.
Like you like Jorah, but
they're completed and it's time to go.
Yeah.
You know, yes. And someone's got to go.
And this doesn't flip the narrative in any way.
Right.
And it's totally fine for them to go. Sorry, right, but
like
it is.
Daenerys fucking stabbing Jon in the back because she knows that he's Thingo now. That'd be something crazy and justified and would set stuff up.
Or setting up a situation where she could save him and chooses not to or something like
exactly.
that.
Exactly. Yeah. But as well, if they when they fall in or when there's a big zombie charging at them or it looks as though, oh God, I'm just about to die, that's when they get saved at the last second. So it doesn't become scary because the show has multiple times done that thing of like, well, it's hopeless. Oh, big dragon.
Yeah. So it's weird that as a whole, it looks like they're slowly being overwhelmed and they are. But in every small character moment, you never feel like they are going to die.
No. Yeah. So in the cribs, Tyrion is like, I want to go up there and have a look. Mm. And everyone's like, fucking shut up, idiot.
Yeah.
You won't be able to help.
Yeah.
This is great. Like, there's no big tactical brain use up there.
Yes.
It is sword swinging.
Yeah.
Him and Sansa have a little chat. She's like, you were the best husband that I had. And he's like, holy shit.
That's a low fucking bar.
So some of that stuff was not, when they're actually talking, it's still fine.
Yes. Yeah.
Bran apologizes to Theon. I mean, other way around.
Yeah.
Bran apologizes to Theon, like, sorry, you're such a dick, Theon. But yeah, Theon's like, hey, I'm sorry. And Bran's like, hey, but listen, it's all water under the bridge, buddy.
Yeah.
Juggalos for life. We're homies.
He weirdly doesn't go, I'm not Bran. He's like, okay, it's all fine. Yeah. Don't worry about it.
It's almost like he's trying to make him feel better.
Yes.
Just before he dies.
Yes.
Which is sweet of this bizarre wizard child.
Creature thing, entity, yeah.
And then he fucks off to fly a group of ravens.
Yeah. For no apparent reason.
And nothing
reason.
Comes of that.
No, it doesn't.
Unless there's something. So we'll get to this at the end.
Yeah.
There's more to say about that sort of stuff at the end. Flaming Trench, the whites fucking go over the fire. That's kind of cool.
Yep.
Everyone's fighting, da-da-da, lots of dead people. The Hound and Beric find Arya.
Mm-hmm.
Beric sacrifices himself to save her.
Yep.
Fulfilling his
destiny. Yes.
Resurrections.
Yes. The Lord of Light had a purpose for him.
Yep. And it was to throw his sword pretty coolly into one guy and then get stabbed by 50 more.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so he's gone
mm-hmm.
to save Arya. And Melisandre, like you said before, explains to her, like, this is why.
Yeah.
And then she runs off with a lot of purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And the show hopes you forget about that.
Yes.
Before the big reveal of her jumping at the thing at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Might be a short episode. there's a lot of... And look, it's not terrible the way all the action is directed and stuff. But I don't think it's good either.
Yeah, I'm not sure it's good. I watched that whole episode waiting for something to happen, I think. And something happened at the end. I think I was bored, yeah.
What was that Christian Bale dragon movie?
Dragonheart.
No.
Dragon.
The other one.
Reign of Fire.
Reign of Fire.
Yes.
This was like Reign of Fire.
Yeah.
That sort of thing where it's like, yeah, I guess. Right. And then you turn it off and you're like, I think I own that DVD. I don't know.
Yes.
So, I just didn't really enjoy a lot of the action in this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Partly because of the stakes thing, like we were saying, but also because of it just being generic.
Yeah, yeah.
In a lot of ways.
The
music even is so out of place. There's a bit where it was like... it felt like a bit of background music that'd be in an episode of 24 or something.
Sure, yeah.
Which fucked with my head.
Yep.
I thought I was watching 24 for a second.
I felt like I was watching the whole series.
Yeah. I watched the whole first series of 24 when I had the flu once in a full 24-hour go.
Jesus.
Because I was just out of my mind. I couldn't sleep because of whatever flu drug I had.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like one of those ones that keeps you up a bit.
Yeah.
That was one of the most fucked experiences. Like switching between watching The Adventures of Jack Bauer and having severe diarrhea.
Oh, God.
Like, that was a situation he couldn't have handled. 24 kilos of shit
Very
came out
good.
Of me that day.
Yes.
That's heaps.
Mm-hmm.
Probably not that much.
Yeah.
Probably 22.
The ticking is the scales of the shit weighing.
Just it dripping out of my ass into the toilet.
Oh.
Yeah, Leanna Mormont tries to kill a giant. It and just fucking punches her out of the way.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But then she gets back up and runs at it. It crushes her, but she stabs it in the eye.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah.
Heroic death.
Heroic death.
Mm.
Pretty weird to see a child be crushed.
Yeah, yeah, not great.
Oh. Yeah, no. I hated it, yeah. Yeah. Yep.
I was being sarcastic. Uh-huh. It was awesome.
Arya, yeah, does the little dodge and hide. Mm-hmm. Dragon fight.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
It looks good.
Yeah.
The dragons biting each other mm-hmm. was cool.
Yeah.
Jon falls off the dragon.
Yes.
They knock the Night King off first, sorry. Yep.
Even that was a little confusing to follow.
Yeah, nice visually though, them like flying above the clouds and stuff.
Yeah, there were some good shots in this episode.
Yeah.
There were some really good shots, I thought.
Totally.
Really gothic horror, you know, a lot of the battlefield stuff where it was these wide shot was pretty incredible. The dragon stuff was great.
That Dothraki stuff with their lights going out and them screaming was cool.
Yeah, yeah.
There's lots of little moments like that, but the flow of it is real.
Mm. It's too long. It didn't need to be that long of an episode, I don't think.
Yeah. If it had been the last half an hour of a last episode or something, it might have been more effective.
Yeah.
So, the Night King gets knocked off and Daenerys finds him on the ground, still on her dragon.
Mm-hmm.
She gives a little bit of the old dramatic Dracarys.
Mm-hmm.
And, it lingers on this fire shooting for ages.
Again, so expensive because that's all like real fire on the ground and there's heaps of it.
Yeah.
That's fucked.
Fire is costly.
Yes.
It is. and then it's clear that he's not dead in there.
Yeah, he's not dead.
It's like there's no way that this is the... It like plays victorious music and they're like, oh, finally, it does the freezer thing. He's
like,
fine.
We know it's like halfway through the episode.
Yeah.
There's no dramatic tension here.
I think he smirks.
Probably
a little bit, and then throws his spear at Daenerys and she dodges.
Yep.
So then Jon starts running at him. He's come off his dragon.
Yep.
Running at him, the Night King hears him. Again, Dragon Ball Z style, like a big, turns around, like one of those cha-ching little things shows up.
Yeah.
He turns around and then does his little hands up.
Yep.
Like you just don't care.
I liked that. I forgot that he could do that.
Yeah.
It's a smart way to fuck Jon Snow up.
Yeah, and it did that little metal clang sound that it did when he was in Hardhome and did it, which I liked. Like kicking a bucket.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what it's about.
They've all kicked the bucket.
What? Anyway, he runs at him, can't make it because there's a lot of dead guys in the way.
Yep.
Off the Night King goes. And then... Daenerys like lands to help him.
Yeah.
Blows a bit of fire. A whole bunch of zombies climb up on the dragon. He fucking wriggles around like a dog who's been in the water.
Yes. Covered in fleas.
Covered in them.
And she bloody flips off.
Yep. Off she goes like a little flea herself. Playing the bass on the way down. lands and is almost in trouble, but Jorah's run off and he's helping her.
Yep.
You look really cool riding that dragon. That's do you need a hand up?
Oh.
Yeah. Oh. Oh, these guys I'll protect you, don't worry. These guys are just dicks.
they don't understand you like I do.
They don't understand anything. They'll be sucked in by their blue eyes. my Khaleesi. Khaleesi. So they start fighting. And then in the crypt, like a lot of people noticed.
Yes.
Last episode.
Mm-hmm.
One of the main features of a crypt, dead bodies in there.
Yes.
And those bodies are no longer dead. They climb out.
Yep.
They're very brittle coffins.
Yeah, yeah.
Very, very brittle stone coffins.
Well, you know, like old skeletons are very strong. Famously, bones
that is true.
Live forever. Yeah. And they punched through thick stone.
I think thick rock.
Yeah.
But whatever, they're magic skeletons, I suppose.
Yeah, I guess.
They start running after everybody down there.
Yeah, not magic enough to just kill everyone immediately.
No, there's some real Benny Hill shit going on. Yes. Where everybody's running around after each other.
Yeah.
One of them's in a nurse's outfit.
A few bobbies in there.
Yeah, little police hats on. So- climbing into one coffin and then climbing out of another one. Tyrion and Sansa are like hanging out behind a coffin and they're like, well, I thought they were going to stab themselves at first.
Same.
I thought they were going to kill themselves off.
Yep.
Buster Scruggs style.
Yeah.
Before they needed to, maybe.
Yes.
But, they just
they just
fight a bit, I think.
They just go to run. No, they just run away.
Yeah, they just have enough time. They run away enough that the situation's dealt with for them by the time it becomes an issue.
Yes.
So, yeah, Bran's still out there warging around for some reason. Mm-hmm. Warg! Huh. Good God, Joel. Why is he doing it? Absolutely no reason. Theon and shit are shooting arrows pretty well.
Yeah, holding off these waves and waves of whites.
They're doing a good-ass job.
Yeah. Well, you know, as we all know, Theon is the best archer in the whole show. So that's led to this point.
Uh-huh. It's been set up.
Yeah.
So often. Yep. I think he's an okay... yeah, whatever.
He's fine. He's no better than anyone else.
But unfortunately, here are all the generals and the Night King eventually.
Yeah.
Theon looks bloody petrified.
He's terrified.
He's got a spear by this point. He's run out of arrows.
Yes, yeah.
And, Bran gives him a little, hey, look, good on you, mate.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
You can die knowing that I am saying you're a good person.
Yeah.
Don't think you've probably reached the point where you accept that or believe it yet.
No.
But you've run out of time.
Yeah, exactly. And also, you're not.
Yeah, yeah.
You're not a good
Completely.
Man.
Absolutely. He's not.
He's a complicated man.
He's done nowhere near enough to atone for what he has done.
But he's had a redemption arc and it's enough that, if Bran had said, hey, we're even,
sure,
then maybe. Like, you saved Sansa, you tried to kill me and my brother.
Yeah.
We're still not even. That's 2-1. But either way, good on you.
Yeah.
Sansa's 2, because she's double the height.
And he saved his sister, but he let her get captured twice.
Yeah.
So.
But anyway, Theon's like, well, that'll do for me.
Yeah.
Grabs his fucking pole.
And then runs about, 60 feet?
Yeah. He runs for ages, like he's doing a fucking high jump on a pole vault.
Yeah.
And
but they keep moving the little thing back.
Yeah,
that's to keep chasing it.
That would be a fucking awesome Olympic sport where there's two relay runners.
Yes.
They're sprinters. Mm-hmm. They've got the pole. One other person has another pole.
Yes.
And they have to run quick enough that they can jump over that one while the other guys are trying to keep it away.
Yes.
That's a fucking awesome idea.
Yeah.
Hey, my name's Johnny Knoxville and this is the fast long jump or whatever they're called. Yeah, he charges the Night King and immediately dies.
Yeah.
He does like a real, like I think literally a move out of Sekiro where stomps the fucking... Yeah.
Snaps it, the pole, the spear.
Snaps it, stabs him through.
He would have won competitive pole vaulting for sure.
Oh, dude.
Just snap it.
You can win any sport if you just throw your shot put at your enemies.
Yeah.
Or your competitors. Like odd job a fucking discus through their necks.
Oh, yeah.
A James Bond villain where he has to be at the Olympics to be effective.
Yeah, he never uses a javelin though.
No.
That's too obvious.
He's no good with it.
No.
One time he tries to use it, he accidentally stabs himself.
Yeah.
So he dies.
Theon's dead.
Big pole through the gut.
Yep.
John's trying to get through to Bran.
Mm-hmm. There's a big dragon, though.
Big dragon. And another John Long shot of like surveying the battlefield thing. I like that that's a little trademark of Sapocho.
Yes.
Big dead dragon fighting John.
Yeah.
Pretty cool looking.
Yeah, I liked this little sequence as well. It looks fantastic when he smashes into the wall. And
the bites in the dragon's neck look like they're shooting flame out of them, which was cool.
Yeah.
He tries to get through, but it's a big ass dragon.
Yeah. And
so
like,
he's in trouble.
Hey, you're the hero, John. What are you going to do? Get cornered, I guess.
This is your show. You're the main character who everyone assumes will kill the Night King.
Yes.
In 2 episodes' time.
Yeah.
The Night King walks up to Bran. He's going to get his sword, but then who comes a-running up fast enough to blow a little bit of hair on one of the other White Walker generals?
Yeah.
It's only bloody... Who was it? Craig.
Yeah, it's Craig.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Arya's there. She leaps, big jump, knife in hand, and the Night King fucking Dragon Ball Z's around again, grabs her by the neck.
Oh, no. They've lost.
She's dead.
Yeah, she's dead. Everything's
all for nothing. I guess Melisandre was wrong again. Mm. The Lord of Light might not be so good. No. She used the little knife dropping technique.
Yes.
From when she fought Brienne, which I thought was cool.
Yes.
That was a cool little callbacky thing.
I think it works because it's a callback. The move in itself is very much something out of a lame action movie.
Yeah, it's a transporter thing to do.
Yeah,
that
totally.
That is some Jason Statham shit that she pulls off there.
Yeah.
But whatever. Drops the knife that's been in as many episodes almost as her.
Yeah.
Stabbo right to the gut of the Night King. I think to the part where he had the little shard go through him when he was mate.
Oh, yeah, right.
Stabs there and...
immediately turns into fucking ice blocks.
He shatters, like a PS2 video game character.
Yeah.
Just turns into little blocks so he can fade out in a second.
Like a bus shelter window.
Yeah, Arya drunkenly headbutts a bus shelter window.
Yeah. There's a few cans of V on the ground nearby, some Jim Beam.
And yeah, he dies. They all die.
And the plan works. Yeah. It just works.
So he hasn't said a word for this entire show.
Yeah.
We don't really know his motivations. And if they're what Bran was saying last week, they're lame.
Yes, completely agreed.
Is this it?
Yeah, I think so.
Is the Night King actually dead and that's it?
I reckon, yeah.
Why was Bran fucking off for that whole time? What was he doing?
Don't know.
I think I'm going to be disappointed after having said this in 3 weeks. I reckon there's got to be more.
I don't think there is.
You cannot build it up for literally the entire show. The very first opening, cold open scene is the White Walkers. They're the most pervasive thing of the show.
Yeah, they're in the cold open of the first episode. I think there's going to be nothing more. Melisandre's gone. She's the only one who could have explained the Lord of Light stuff. That's not getting explained. The White Walkers are dead. There was a heroic moment that makes sense. You know, like it makes sense for Arya and it makes sense for how it happened. I think the rest of the show is going to be about the stuff that we kind of hoped it would explore, which is the interpersonal, the politics.
Cersei coming back,
Jon and Daenerys, tension, Sansa. I think that's what's going
to
happen.
I want that stuff and I don't want the Night King shit to have just been actually a magic zombie.
Well, I suspect you will be disappointed.
Yeah, me too.
That's why I'm not sure how I feel about this episode. Like, I think it was boring because I was bored.
Yeah.
I think I like that it's dealt with this stuff now, and I don't mind how it did it.
Okay. I think I'm the opposite. I found it boring too, but like, I want for there to be a payoff for this.
I want there to be.
It, like, if this is just, it was another faction, but we fought it, and it never really made sense why it was there. Just because the world's magic
is
why it was there.
Yeah.
The Night King's just some freak.
I mean, like, it seems ridiculous that it won't get explained.
Mm. Especially with Bran having been all weird and off doing something this whole time, and Bran clearly being important.
I mean, his whole thing... is like, I was expecting something to happen to do with him.
Same.
Like, he's a three-eyed raven. He's like an endless living mage who can see the past and time travel and take over things. And like, he had no part in the killing of the Night King.
Uh-uh.
It was just Arya running up and stabbing him with a sword that everyone else has. Like all the other main characters could have done that.
I kind of thought, well, they don't all have like a Valyrian steel one, I guess.
Well, but no, but like seven of them do.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And I kind of expected when the Night King walked up to him, there was like Bran and him looking at each other, that one of them go like, "Hello, Jeff."
I thought something was going to happen.
That they'd know each other and be like, "Hello, father."
I thought, because like fucking the Night King does look like Bran.
He does.
Like they, very easily it could have been, this is the moment where you find out, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
That there is some connection that Bran walks into the Night King and then they become the same or what, you know, like.
I thought that'd be the end of the episode, like,
yeah.
Line that asks a bunch of questions. Mm. Oh, but hello me or whatever.
Yeah.
And then, boom, cut to black and, whoa, what's the Night King?
Yeah.
But if the Night King, if literally that's it from him, suck my dick.
I mean, they set it up last episode by saying his motivations.
Yeah.
A lot of people that I've spoken to who are big fans of the show were like, wow, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, okay.
I'm not fussed about that explanation either, like for him to kill Bran.
Mm.
But even so, why does he,
why does he exist?
He's just a magic, like the Children of the Forest made him magical. I guess, but it's just lamer. It makes sense. It doesn't not make sense if this is where it ends.
Yeah.
It's not like it's a plot hole. It's just lame.
It's just disappointing. Yeah. Yeah. I think that's fair. I don't know. Yeah. I think I would really like either a complete explanation or for them to just leave it here.
Well, that's probably, those are the two we're going to get.
Yeah.
Unless like fucking Bran turns to the camera in the last episode and winks and it's a blue eye that comes out or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
Some bullshit thing. Like,
yeah.
They've set up time travel in the show.
Yeah.
With the Hodor stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That can't be for nothing.
I think the fact that nothing to do with Bran played into the Night King getting killed means there's probably more that's going to happen.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's going to be like, oh, they're all back and it's another battle and oh, everything's bad again.
The Night King might be like an agent from the Matrix where he like wakes up in another body or whatever.
Yeah.
Or some shit. I don't know. I genuinely don't know. And if it's just that, then whatever. It just is kind of generic fantasy shit is my problem with
it.
It doesn't have any other layer to it.
Because then it's like we said, three characters died.
Yeah.
We've got, what, three more episodes?
Yeah.
Where's all the Game of Thrones stuff? Where are all the surprising deaths and the twists and the turns
and
the shifting of allegiances and the shifting of power? Like what?
Yeah.
Like, what happens now? It's just Cersei and Euron and everyone, I guess.
I guess so.
Yeah.
And that's the problem with it, is that he's Sauron. This was the Battle of Helm's Deep.
Yeah.
You know, like it is just fantasy textbook shit.
Yeah.
Which, fine, like, but it's way less interesting.
If George R. R. Martin has given the showrunners the incredible twists and turns with the remaining characters, and that plays out over two movies worth, basically, almost three, then that's cool.
Yep.
Like, that will be cool, and I can probably disregard the super fantasy stuff.
If 100%, if this happens, the next couple of episodes of Cersei trying to clean up the mess, and then some fucking big reveal happens with the Night King where it's like, and it had to happen this way to beat Cersei or whatever.
Sure.
Some fucking bullshit thing.
Mm-hmm.
I just need some little extra layer here because this is more straightforward than I was expecting.
Yeah.
And maybe that's on me. Maybe that's me being too harsh.
Well, I don't know.
But they've done those twists before. They've done those backs and forths.
Yeah. I think that's the thing. Like when we spoke about it last week, it was like the straightforward thing to happen would be the plan happens. There's a few characters die and then it works and then the rest of the show is Cersei. But we also were like, it'd be great if it was something we can't predict.
Yeah.
And it wasn't that.
Well, and I'd love for all of that to have happened for a little bit more of a purpose because at this point it really does feel like, oh, there's an evil and we don't really know why the evil is, but it just represents evil and who gives a shit.
Like, I think that our discussions about like the Lord of Light and the backstory to the Night King and all of that stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I think that we were fair in saying it needs a narrative justification and it doesn't really have one. It sort of started and it was bad and then it got solved and then there's a bunch of other shit that's going to happen.
And it's driven the other characters' stories.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yep.
So, and like, yeah, I'm totally on board with Arya having defeated it and that having been all the purpose for all the other guys. I think that was cool.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm interested to see how the Jon and Daenerys stuff pans out and how Cersei factors into the rest of it and whatever. Like, all that stuff is still interesting to me.
Yeah.
But then if this is where the Night King ends, everything to do with that becomes not interesting to me.
Yeah.
So 20 to 30% of the show becomes like, ugh, okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And an annoying diversion.
Yeah. I think that's why it's not a bad episode and it's like it's not going to be shit to look back on, but it's sort of hollow because it's like, well, we never got a real justification for that stuff.
And we might.
And we
there's
might.
There's three more.
Yeah.
And if we don't, then I'm bothered by it, but who gives a shit what I feel about anything?
Sure.
Nobody in the world. That's who. And correct. Neither should they. Every man for himself. I'm a libertarian. Yeah. It's...
Because it wasn't done... It wasn't executed poorly. I think that was what I was getting at. It's like, right. This wasn't executed poorly.
No.
And like we look at what's happened with the characters and it's like, that's cool, that's fine, I'm happy for that, that's all good. But it's like, even if it was done well in this sense and this is the decision that was made with the story, then it makes everything we've seen to do with this story kind of pointless.
Totally. And not in the fun Game of Thrones, oh, they died and who could have seen that coming way.
Yeah.
In a, oh, well, why'd you bother?
Yes. Yeah.
Way. And yeah. The episode was a little executed poorly in that it was just very medium action.
Yeah, medium action. Or poorly just at least paced.
Been there, done that sort of stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
With fantasy stuff. Like it is pretty general fantasy stuff rather than...
Yeah.
So yeah, Night King dies. We get a little scene with Jorah dying in Daenerys' arms, which I bet he loved.
Oh, yeah.
Daenerys, I've got one last wish.
Oh, no.
What, Jorah? Anything. Well, Khaleesi, those zombies must have cut my pants open. Oh no. while I'm down here.
Well, now I can die.
Yeah. Why won't you go out with me?
Oh, Jorah.
They're all bastards and bad guys. And I'm a nice guy. Jorah dying. Every Mormont's dead now, I guess.
Yeah.
Because Lyanna and Jorah both died. They were the last two.
Yep.
So see you later, Mormonts.
Yep, you're done. Bear Island's fucked.
And Melisandre wanders off into the cold. And I really thought for a second as she was taking the necklace off and stuff, it's like, oh, they're working in one last fucking time to make her get her top off.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, they didn't. she old ladies and dies. She's out of magic.
She's out of magic. She's got no reason. You know, like her whole thing was to defeat the Night King.
Yeah.
And they did it. So she's done. That's part of why I feel like this is done.
Does that mean Arya's the prince who was promised? And all that sort of shit?
I guess so, yeah.
I never really understood fully what that whole...
I never looked into it, but I think so, yes.
I guess she's the princess who was promised.
Yeah.
Cool.
I think Melisandre being like, well, my purpose is fulfilled here.
Yeah.
It's time for me to go off into the night. It's like, okay, we're not going to get any explanation of what happened.
Well, there were other red... Lord of Light followers.
Yeah, yeah.
I've seen them before. I could see one of them coming back or like there being a random one at the end or some shit.
But that's not... That doesn't make sense for the show. It's like, keep her around.
I guess. At this point, though, like... Sam... There's no way Sam should have survived.
No.
He was literally lying in a pile of bodies, crying and flailing.
Yeah,
and he made it through.
Yeah. That's fucked.
It's, you know, the show has... pulled some punches that it may not have earlier pulled.
Mm, yeah, definitely.
It feels like. But whatever.
Let's do some emails because that's the end of that episode.
Yeah. And look, it may sound like I'm and I kind of am disappointed in this one or whatever, but it's more that I'm hoping that it fulfills a little bit more. It pays off a little bit more in the stuff it's been setting up for ages.
Yeah.
And maybe it isn't in the show's nature and I'm expecting too much of it to be that thing of like, and it was all planned all along, but they have done it with some stuff.
Yes. Yeah.
And I don't know why the Night King dying out of nowhere bothers me more than Sam dying out of nowhere.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? I guess all things being even,
yeah,
that shouldn't matter. but also narratively it is worse.
I think I agree. There's actually a few here that are no longer relevant. Mike, oh fuck. Go. Michael Ward says, do you think Bran's been underused as a character, or will it pay off in the last few episodes? Probably not now.
We'll see.
Like, maybe.
I mean, like,
if he explains what happened and why.
it's really, yeah, I almost don't, like, they have three more episodes to make all of this shit matter, you know? And having this sort of, well, we did it, hooray, and then it turns out that it's still fucked.
Yeah.
It is something that could very easily imaginably happen.
Yeah, and be satisfying.
And be cool.
And interesting, yeah. Yeah.
So
yeah.
I almost don't want to have to talk about the show every week until it's done, but we do. And I'm happy to.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't want to, but I am happy to. But I think this might be one that in retrospect will be like, oh, and that's what was happening.
Hopefully.
I'm hoping for that.
Hopefully, yeah. Now you're in the stage of denial. You were angry, now you're denying it.
Oh, shit. What's next? Bargaining?
Bargaining.
I'll give you anything to not make that happen.
We have to do the podcast. So, yeah, there's another email from Paul who says, do you think the Night King's plans are going to be unstuck when unexpectedly faced with a bunch of foes with no testicles? He thinks that testicles are key to the whole Night King, White Walker situation for some reason.
Okay.
obviously, he is wrong, except for the fact that a testicle-less person killed the Night King.
Does the Night King... Because if I was as cold as him, Mumbles would have frozen off.
Yeah, that's great.
So the stages of grief are because I want to at some point do a joke. Remember Clint's crazy bargains?
Mm-hmm.
Did it start off as Clint's crazy anger and then Clint's crazy denial?
Oh.
And then it became Clint's crazy bargains.
Right.
That's all I'm really doing.
That's cool.
Denial, anger, depression, bargaining, acceptance.
Okay.
Clint's crazy, depression. Sale. Come on down. We've got 100% off of my life, hopefully.
Yeah.
Clint's crazy denial. I don't have a shop. And Clint's crazy anger is basically the same as bargaining, just yelling at you in the ad.
Yeah. How do you pronounce this name? R-O-I-S-I-N. It's an Irish name, right?
Roisin? I think that's Roisin.
Okay. Sorry if it's not.
I think it's Roisin.
Oh, she's just called herself Rosie in the... at the end.
Okay. I think that's Roshi.
Master Roshi.
Oh, shit. It is about Dragon Ball yeah. Z this week.
John and Danny stuff, she thinks that in that moment that John said what he said to Daenerys,
mm-hmm.
she realized what a crock of shit it is. The ruling is based on lineage anyway. She has been pushed out of the right to succession. She thinks because of finding out when she did, which is before the battle.
Yeah.
She realized that the right to rule must be earned. She can't immediately burn John alive to get him out of the way. She needs him for the battle.
Yeah.
But she will realize afterwards that she needs to earn the North, not just claim it. And that, I think, Rosie thinks will lead to the establishment of some sort of meritocracy or election, moving the whole world away from birthright.
Yeah.
Towards meritocracy, to earning what you have.
I could see that.
I could see it. I think it'd be more interesting if she goes crazy.
Well, I think she'll have conflict about it, but I could see her come around to it.
Sure.
You know, like, sure. I think it would still be fitting for that character for her to feel that at first, but get over it a bit.
Yeah, yeah.
And the ghost of Jorah will show up in the clouds and be like, hey, I can see down your top from here, Khaleesi. Sorry, I wasn't looking. I never would. I wouldn't look. Unless you wanted me to. Simba.
Shake your head for yes.
Oh, you nodded. Oh, okay. That's a yes.
There's a few more emails that have now been completely invalidated. But thank you for everyone for sending them in.
Yeah.
We are going to read them out after we do the episode. So try and keep them near, maybe a bit more general.
I guess so. Because,
maybe not. Yeah.
I don't think I really expected the Night King to be defeated today.
I don't think anyone did. Yeah.
So... And I still don't think he is.
Yeah.
I'm going to be one of these bullshit people with this show. Actually, the some sound effects suggest that John was under the influence of the Night King.
If you read the page that you can see over Sam's shoulder in one of the episodes, it actually says that there's a... Yeah.
Yeah.
No. I reckon email us your predictions and I will see when you've emailed them in and I'll read them maybe at the start of the episode next time so we can sort of unpack it as we go.
Okay.
Because... It's kind of every episode now, because there's so few left, will probably invalidate a lot of speculation immediately.
And reactions to this one, because I'm interested to see how many people disagree, because I think it will be a lot.
Yeah.
And if you do, I am more than willing to ignore that. So please, what would the email address be?
ariatalkingtomepod@gmail.com. It's ariatalking with a G.
ariatalkingtomepod@gmail.com.
That's it. And you can all, like, you can tweet us and Facebook us as well. Like, yeah, we're all on the same page now, so no fear for spoilers, except for on the day of the new episode.
6 hours between it, yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm curious as well, because I still don't know exactly how I feel about this episode.
No.
I want to talk to people about it.
Well, and I watched, which I don't normally do, the preview of next week's episode, which I won't talk about because I feel like a lot of people don't want to know.
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't know why I brought it up.
Does it make you hopeful or still negative?
I don't know.
That's the worst possible answer.
Yeah. Which stage is confusion?
But yeah, thanks for listening to the show this week.
Yeah.
Get in touch, as we said, and we'll see you next week for the third last episode.
Damn.
Of Game of Thrones. Bye.
Goodbye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.